Cliffcentral.com.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on Cliffcentral.com.
It is indeed 360 Biz. My name is Debo Homa Fodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central. I'm not alone in studio. The studio is actually packed up with people. I know that we've got more people coming in, my brother. You know, you've been sending invites. you've been on some tip.
It's a party. We're celebrating women, man. It's Women's Month. Women are doing phenomenal things out there. And yeah, man.
I mean, Speaking of celebrating women, man, did you see how hot Boosie is, dude?
I saw Boosie, man. Boosie is a flame. Flame. Check, she's blushing. Boosie, black people don't blush.
You'll get sued. Are you well, though?
No, man, I'm good. Tell me something. Mm. What did you do for your mom? I saw the beautiful post, my man. You're such you're those yellow bone guys. You know those guys? They take all the, you know?
I love my mom. I do everything for her, man. You know, I think without her, I'm practically nothing, you know. So, and of which, I mean, obviously in this Women's Month, it's unfortunately that I've been traveling. So, but I know that, you know what, for me, there's no time. I try, but I'm the kind of guy, you know, that not the Valentine's guy. Or I celebrate on Valentine's on Women's Day. My Valentine's, it's every day. So, and same goes for my mother. I try to do Mother's celebration almost every day. You know, and I mean, it's actually exciting, you know, that women, I mean, these are the people that fought for us as a country. And interesting enough, you know, the issue of women, it doesn't only start in the country that they decided to go burn the Donbass, but even in the Bible, you know, women were going to the army with men. That after a man has been stabbed or is, you know, and a woman will be the one that covers him. So that he doesn't die, you know.
So what do you think of the statement behind every successful man is a woman?
I disagree.
What do you say?
If ever, yes, I know. For somehow, I agree with the statement and I disagree with it. Behind every successful man is, it's a woman. A woman being your mother, you know, not a woman that you met along the way. I mean, right now for me, I've always said I'm the kind of guy that I want to say, you know, if it wasn't for those women, I wouldn't be here, and really mean it, you know, because right now people are so focused on kisses and hugs and they forget the value. So that's why at the end of the day, I think until I meet somebody that will come into my life and say, dude, this is the value that I bring, or this is the value that I'm gonna bring. And I know that definitely the value that I'm bringing.
So, ladies, you heard it. Please make me best man in the next couple of months or maybe a year or two. I'm itching to wear that suit.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's actually exciting. I mean, we actually, the studio is packed. I mean, we have one day leader in the house. My brother, you need to come say hi. You cannot come here.
Yeah, you must come just, you know, and say hey, man.
And the longest time that I've seen this man, he's always having swag. And
this guy.
Do you want to say hi to our listeners, my brother? Tell us who you are to those that don't know you. And yeah, it's just, you know.
Cool, man. Yeah. So, hi, guys. My name is Zarif Minty, and I just recently won SABC One's One Day Leader. And it's such an honor and a privilege to be on, you know, in the same studio as you guys. You guys are doing great things. And yeah, keep doing your thing, man. You guys are doing really well.
No, definitely. You must join us sometime. And, you know, we do great things with you, eh? No, definitely. We having the discussion of women, but before we head to that discussion, I've got somebody in studio here. His name is Mohammed Gita, from the Gauteng Hot Deals, who's gonna tell us what is this Gauteng Hot Deals. How are you, Mohammed?
I'm all right, and yourself?
No, good, thanks. All right. Do you wanna say hi to everyone that's listening? Tell us who you are, what is it that you do?
Okay. Hi everybody. My name is Mohammed Gita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 17-year-old entrepreneur.
17-year-old.
17-year-old.
Okay,
correct.
I like
correct.
That. Yeah.
I'm the founder of Gauteng Hot Deals, one of South Africa's largest cell phone distributors. I distribute mobile devices, high-end and low-end mobile devices across South Africa.
Okay.
I supply majority of the chain stores as well as most of the wholesalers. And what can I say? No one can beat my pricing.
Really? What makes you so competitive?
Well, look. We clear parcel loads from Vodacom, MTN, and Cell C. Mm-hmm. And we sell it back to the public. I mean, you know, I feel that it's really unfair that all the retailers are retailing the mobile devices for such high pricing. And you know, if you actually log into Price Check, we recently listed with Price Check,
okay.
And if you log on there and if you compare our pricing, it's much, much, much cheaper. I mean, we're selling a iPhone 6s 16 gig at roughly, you know, 999.
Okay.
The Vodacom store cash price is what, 12 grand, 13 grand per mobile device.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But where do you get these phones?
Look, we clear it from Vodacom, MTN, NCLC, the service providers, as well as, you know, we do importing mm-hmm. as well. So, most of our stock are local. Now, you know, people don't know really what local and grey stock means.
Mm-hmm.
Local stock is mobile devices that are purchased from the service providers that carry a local warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And grey stock are just stock that are imported by individuals or business that are sold without a warranty with the service provider. So, I mostly do local stock. It comes directly from Vodacom, MTN, and Celtic. And, you know, it carries the exact same warranty. I mean, I just believe that, you know, we push large amount of quantities on mobile devices. And I believe in giving the customers, you know, a better pricing. I mean, like, you know, it's the exact same product, and we just much cheaper, our margins are much lower, and we, you know, we push the quantities.
Now, of all the things you could have done, why entrepreneurship though? What is it about entrepreneurship? I mean, you're 17.
My father is the director of Discount Cash & Carry, yeah. Africa's largest gift store. And he was a agent for Motorola a couple of years back. So, you know, it's not only that the entrepreneurship is in my blood, but the phones as well. So, you know what? To be honest, it actually gives me a thrill. I actually started up my company in the early stages of 2013. I was 14 years old. And look, well, it gives me a thrill. And I do it because it's my passion.
Yeah. And I mean, what inspires you? What keeps you going?
You know, it's actually very, very, very hard to say. I mean, it's, you know, it's not about the money. It's genuinely not about the money. I just really, really, really love change. And people say it's all about the money, but it's not. It's not. It's about the freedom that money buys.
Now, you know, just to pounce on what this month means to all of us, what does Women's Month mean to you?
Look, a great deal of things. All right, but you know, let me give you one aspect where Gauteng Hot Deals has also contributed to this factor. For Women's Month, we have given all women a 10% off discount on all mobile devices. I mean, considering that our pricing is much, much cheaper, and for the 10% on top of that, I mean, we were practically making a loss. But you know what? That's just to show our contribution to women around there. And then it's just 1 month of the year, so.
So you are what we would call a blesser in that sense, giving all. I'm kidding. So I mean, what do you have in store for yourself? I mean, for the next couple of months, years. I mean, where's Mohammed in the next couple of years?
Look, to be honest, for Gauteng Hot Deals, the company and I are one. Let's put it that way. And within the next 5 years, you really never know. I mean, possible listing on the JSE, of course. That also might play a big factor in it.
Wow. And then, I mean, just before you go off, some words of inspiration to other young guys. I mean, man, you're 17.
Look, I live by the quote, if you do what you always did, you're going to get what you always got. And that keeps me going on a daily basis. And look, I hope to see you guys again. And this was...
Before you run away.
Okay. All
right. How do we get a hold of you? I'm sitting here thinking, I need to get an upgrade.
You can actually visit my online store, www.gautenghotdeals.com. You can also contact us on 011-568-2454. You can Google us, and you can Google me as well. My contact details are all over Google. If you want my cell phone number for an excellent deal, it's 082-786-2047. All right.
Thanks, Mohammed, right. Man. Yeah.
Awesome,
wow.
No, that was Mohammed Gati from Gauteng Hot Deals. I mean, Bulelani speaking to Mohammed, he's saying something very interesting,
yeah.
That he's seeing himself being listed anytime soon or anything of that kind. So, I mean, in terms of the business, I'm thinking to myself, how many we as young people think that far?
Yeah.
So it's something that is of essence. And I was going through this study the other day. It was saying in the JSE, there's only 1% of women, that are sitting onto the board of directorship for JSE listed companies. And right now, I mean, I'm sitting next to the likes of Busi, the women that have brains. And these are the women that I think as a nation, we need to push and we need to groom so that they become the representative and increasing that number. I mean, another study that I was reading released by the Center of Entrepreneurship in the UK has revealed that female entrepreneurs are twice as ambitious compared to their male counterparts, Busi. I was shocked to actually hear that. And it says less than 18% of male entrepreneurs in SA claim to be either very or extremely interested in starting another business within the next 3 years, in comparison to the sizable 47% of female entrepreneurs. I mean, the difference in the ambition is not just reserved for this country entrepreneurs, but I mean, it is something that I think, I don't know, is it, would you say I'm belittling our country if I would say we're not as ambitious? I mean, 18% of male entrepreneurs. Do you think, I mean, what are our numbers saying in South Africa? Maybe before you actually answer that, you can start by saying hi. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Okay. Afternoon, Deboho. Afternoon to your listeners. I'm Busira Pekwani from an organization called The Hope Factory. We are an entrepreneur development organization with a mandate of developing entrepreneurs and making sure that we create more sustainable small businesses.
You're coming back again, Busi. You know, you understand you're part of the furniture.
I'm part of the family.
You're part of the family, yes. I mean, not only are you, and Tabeleng as well, Lekotsi, is part of the family. We're going to be having her. In fact, she's actually with us on the line. She's running Young Women in Business. Do you know about them?
I think I've heard of them.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now, yeah, tell me, in terms of the percentages, you in the space of entrepreneurship development, do you think, compared to the numbers, I mean, do we have 47% of women entrepreneurs in the country that are trying to develop?
I think we do. I'll give an example with the programs that we run.
Okay.
We've seen at the Hope Factory that more than 60% of the entrepreneurs on our programs are women entrepreneurs.
More than 60. Wow.
We used to have 73% in 2013. And now it's more than 60 entrepreneurs currently that are women entrepreneurs.
Hey, no. We'll definitely come back to that. Melikoti, how are you? Ntabeleng? Hello? I can't get hold of Tabeleng. I don't know what's happening with her line, but we'll bring her back. 60% is a big number.
It is.
Is it? So then, I mean, it says now, I mean, because before it used to be more a male entrepreneur that are trying to get onto the space. Now there's women that are on the rise. I don't know who have guys made you angry. Let me try to get in Tabeleng again. Tabeleng, are you there? Tabeleng, it is on. No, I am okay. I'm struggling to actually hear. Let me try it again. Tabeleng, are you there? Tabeleng. So I know. I'll try to get her back. On the line. Tabeleng.
I'm here, Tabeleng.
Sorry, man. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
No, good, thanks. You know technology, right?
That's just technology, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. That's
No, definitely. Ntabeleng, welcome back to the show again.
Thank you so much, and hi to your lovely listeners. It's good to be back.
Yes. Those that are listening and hearing you for the first time, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Okay, I'm Ntabeleng Dikosi, the executive chairperson of the Young Women in Business Network, currently known for the first woman-led cooperative bank in the country that we're forming, and the business conference that we host annually. And actually, this year is going to be on the 7th of October at Emperor's Palace.
Oh, you already have a date?
Yes, the 6th annual one. You know, that's where the magic happens at this annual summit, yeah.
So, I mean, interesting enough, Ntabeleng, you've been having these conferences. I've not been there. Well, that is so wrong.
And you must tell me why you haven't attended even
once. And you've not even said, my friend, come speak or come take care of ladies or anything of that kind. Who knows? Maybe I'll be like...
Well, you should come and attend, okay? You should attend the Executive Mayor's Business Engagement Gala Dinner.
Yeah.
That's where the captains of industry attend, you know, the networking happens and the business linkages happen. So I'm inviting you this year. And then after the event, you should go back and tell your listeners how it was and your experience. Is that a date?
Okay, no, definitely. But I'm hoping, Hor, we're going to have you on the show before your event, right? So that we're able to tell people about it.
Cool.
Okay. Ntabeleng, just a quick one. You run a young woman in business, and you've even gone out of your way to put together women, and they all took out about 10,000 rands to actually form this first black-owned cooperative bank, you know, for women and for young people. I mean, as a woman... For me, I mean, what I understand and what I know is that women belong in the kitchen. So, and women need to be cooking, women need to be doing this and that. What are women doing in the boardroom, though? What is the role of women in business?
Which women are there that are in the kitchen? Because I'm definitely not one of them.
No, but that's the thing. Our mothers, they've always been in the kitchen. So, I'm expecting you guys to be in the kitchen so that you make good wives. Or better wives. So do you want to tell us what is the role of women in business these days, not in the kitchen?
You know, when we talk about freedom of choice and we talk about freedom or democracy, for me, this is what it means. It means that women have now a choice to do what they want to do. I can choose to be in the kitchen. I can choose to be pregnant and barefoot and be in the kitchen. And I can choose to be in the boardroom. So as you know that we're celebrating 6 years now since the women marched to the union building, precisely for that, you know, it's affording us the opportunity to say, this is what I want to do. I think I'm more career orientated or I'm more homey. So that's what it means. It means that I can choose to be the businesswoman and push my business now for the next 10 years. And then after that, I can take 5 year gap and be a housewife. Actually, that's what I want to do with my life. So it's basically that. We're saying to people, or men specifically, don't choose for us. We know we live in a patriarchal world, but don't choose for us and say and label us and box us that this is where you belong. We're saying we're equally minded. It doesn't mean that guys are more clever than us or women are clever than men, but we all know that women are better payers than men are. You know, we handle finances much better than men are. So that's what basically means. And the women in the boardroom are saying, I'm not going to try and be a man in the boardroom. I'm just going to be a woman in the bedroom and bring my emotions, because we are more often than other times we are accused of bringing our emotions into work. You know, we are not decisive. We are not this. And those are the emotions or the feelings that we need to bring in and then bring in a different feel in the workplace. And so far, imagine me running Young Women in Business Network. I work with a lot of women, and most times people are saying, wow, you work with so many people. We have so many women. You guys are probably not talking to each other, or you're jealous of each other. And funny enough, my 7-year experience has been that with us, it's about work. It's about the work that needs to be done. It's about empowering ourselves. It's about saying education is very important. What are you studying? Where do you want to do? Where are you going? If you have problems at home, how can we assist you? You know, so we're breaking down the stereotype of what women can do when they work together. Otherwise, we would not have this women's cooperative bank that we're having now. The Young Women in Business Network would not be at the stage where it is now. You know, would not even have an investment company. So I think we're breaking the norm and the stereotype, and times are changing slowly, but surely they will get there.
But now, I mean, and Tabeleng, that is a mouthful that you've shared. But now, I mean, if ever you guys are out there doing these amazing things, I mean, who looks after us? You know, as men, we need to eat. You know, somebody needs to do our washing. You know, somebody needs to be doing all of these things. I mean, but right now, and another thing, I mean, they say women have got a balance. So now, I mean, in terms of balance, do you want to tell me that women are able to balance by far better than men?
Yes, and I think, I don't believe there's such a thing as a superwoman. I think a superwoman does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about support structures, you know. It's all about we have the nannies, we have helpers at home, we have our partners, our husbands, we have brothers, we have mother-in-laws. So it's all about women are able to delegate much more better than men are, or multitask much more better than men are. There's no such a thing as a superwoman. And we both have two legs, two hands. If I'm working late, my partner should not be able to sit and wait for me to come back from work. No, he should be able to stand up and cook because we have kids and I'm not there. So it depends about culture as well, you know, how men are brought up. And I guess us, this generation, we should be teaching our young boys to cook and plead and not wait for a woman to do it because times are changing. And you see it in how the relationships are nowadays, that because women are so career-oriented and career-focused that men are saying, but I don't understand this new generation of women because I'm saying I will not cook. Why should I cook when you can cook? Why can't we get somebody else?
That's why you guys don't have husbands. That's a problem right there.
It is okay. It is so 100% okay. But it's all about communication. And again, we need to teach men and not exclude them in this thing because times are really changing. And we can't take it for granted that Botebogo was brought up saying the woman will do the cleaning, the cooking, and this and that. We can't take that for granted, you know.
I'm a different kind of man, by the way. I'm the man that cooks and I'm the man that cleans for myself. So I'm a package.
Oh, my friend, you should be married, you know. I should find you a wife that I should send out a memo at this young woman in Business Central and say we have a different kind that cooks and cleans.
No, definitely, my friend. No, but more than anything, thank you for the insight that you've given us. For those that want to get hold of you, when can they keep in touch with you? Social media, contacts, and whatsoever?
Yes, they can email us at info@ywbn.co.za. That's info@ywbn.co.za. Or call us on 061-433-7507. 061-433-7507. And social media is Ntabeleng Dikotsi with LIKOTSI. So it's Mosotho proper.
You must continue listening to the show. I'm going to put you in contact with Busine.
Okay.
More than anything, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to having you in studio next time.
Thank you so much.
Okay then. That was Ntabeleng Likotsi, the chairman or the chairwoman of Young Women in Business. I mean, they're doing amazing things. They've come together to actually put together a cooperative bank, first black owned by women. And it's something that I'm very passionate and crazy about. We've just joined in by Kwai Mandindi, you know, who's a young woman herself. Why women are currently and slowly but surely getting onto the business space, and they're slowly but surely moving away from the kitchen. I mean, do you think the role of women in business or in corporate generally, is it needed or they belong in the kitchen? Do you want to say hi to our listeners first? Tell us who you are and what is that you do. Then answer the question.
Good afternoon to your listeners, Debucho. My name is Kwai. I am a radio strategist, and no, I do not believe, I'm not in the unradio space. I am in the radio space.
We are unradio, uncensored, and unscripted.
I can tell. I've never been behind the mic before, so if I'm sounding nervous.
No, you're sounding perfectly fine.
I don't personally think that the role has to change. I mean, there's character traits that women have that can transcend from the bedroom to the kitchen to the corporate world. Women are general nurturers. Women are loyal. Women are easy to talk to and, or rather, good listeners.
Are they?
Yes, I believe they are.
Okay. Busi, you've been in the corporate space for some time. And you're the kind of woman that intimidate men, you know? So, do you agree? Yeah. And one thing I love is that we're going to get to the discussion of the campaign that she's going to be running, you know, of hope. But right now, I mean, there's men out there that are listening and that don't understand or what are women doing in the boardroom, and right now she's just alluded to the fact that women are good listeners. Would you agree to that?
I would agree that there's certain characteristics that women embody and that add diversity into the corporate space.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually listening to a show this morning that was talking about a recent study that was done that's showing that companies that are embracing diversity, whether it's gender diversity, whether it's ethnical diversity, are actually performing better than the companies that are not embracing diversity. And that's because there's different elements that women bring that men do not necessarily bring. So it's a combination. And it's not to say one is needed more than the other. It's okay. Just to say the diversity, when it all comes together,
mm-hmm.
it brings in more value for the organization. So whether it's about women being nurturers,
mm-hmm.
what does that bring to the workplace? What does it do for the people? Mm-hmm. So there's different elements that women do bring, the resilience part, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that they bring to the workplace. What does that do for the workplace and for the business and for the bottom line? Because a lot of the times when you talk about women and what they bring to the workplace, we never talk about the bottom line. But the study, the reason why I liked it is because they were talking about direct impact onto the profit margins of the organizations that they had interviewed.
So now it means I'm on good track, because in my company, my management, it's women. So you're saying we yet to see good.
Yeah, but not only about women, but diversity.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. You want to say something?
Okay, just on that note, yeah, we'll see. I mean, if we have to look at just one character trait,
mm-hmm.
Let's take loyalty.
Okay.
I was listening to Johanna Mugogi a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And she was talking about how, I think they were interviewing her based on the fact that she has a woman-owned company. And one of the things that she brought up was that her female workers have stuck with her for a very long time based on the fact that women in general are loyal, but also you bring in certain things to the table okay. to them that will make them stick to that part of the world.
Mm.
Now, take that from a corporate or a boardroom and put it at home. We all know that men want loyalty in the household or a loyal woman or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean. I don't think that the roles should be separated completely. A woman can bring the same character into two different spaces.
A woman can bring the same character into two different spaces. You know, Bulelan, these women are coming everywhere. They're taking over everything. They're taking over business. They're taking over corporate. I mean, you've got the Dobusis. And now they took your chair. You know, they're taking our jobs, you know, and I mean, now, I mean, we've got other women in studios. They call themselves iSelect. That's the name of the company they're representing. They call themselves the first ladies of trading. Interesting enough that now these women are getting into trading. Guys, money's for guys, you know, it's not for women. So now it's interesting that obviously, how do we bless you guys and become blessers if ever now you're coming into a space and starting to take up? Maybe let me take this opportunity for these women to actually say hi, so that you hear who they are, what is it that they do. Do you want to say hi to Nessa?
Hello, listeners. My name is Baba Longwe, and I'm actually part of the three of the awesome and powerful iSelect ladies. And we don't call ourselves the first ladies. We've been called, people have called us the first ladies. Mm. We've just accepted that.
Branding 101.
The first ladies of trading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my brother.
Yeah.
You see women, ne? It's interesting that you said Baba, right?
Yes.
Or Babi?
Baba Lo or Babi?
Oh, okay, yes. Baba Lo doesn't say, I'm one of the women. She's I'm one of the amazing. She had to add spices and make sure that we know that they're amazing. Okay, Bobby's not alone. She's with a partner. How are you, ma'am?
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm great, thanks, and yourself?
No, good, thanks. Do you want to tell us who you are, whatever you do?
My name is Danielle Lester. I'm also one of the three ladies that form part of the iSelect group. Yeah, and I'm one of the first ladies.
Oh, is it? So where's the other lady, guys? Where's Karen?
She's on her way, actually.
Is it? Karen, you are late. You are late. Okay. Daniela, do you want to tell us what is iSelect and tell us why you're here today?
Okay. So iSelect is basically a group of companies. It's a holdings. iSelect Group is a holdings company. We've got three divisions to the company.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a forex trading company that's called iSelect Wealth. Where we basically, the whole aim around that company is to empower women
mm-hmm.
specifically in the forex trading space. So we basically actually teach people how to trade. We've mastered the art of trading, so we basically decided to, you know, pass on the skill, teach people how to trade, and to actually get to a point where you're able to determine how much you want to make within a month. And then we've also got a property company where we basically do sales, we do new developments, and then we've also got a corporate wellness company. So multifaceted company. We each one of us head up all the different divisions of the company. I head up the forex side of the business. Pabalo heads up the property side of the company, and Karen heads up the wellness side of the company.
Okay, so while you're busy heading up, who's cooking?
Who is cooking? Well, you know, there's a reason why Willy's and Spa prepare food. And that's the reason why we've got takeaway stores that offer healthy food options. So who does the cooking? I mean, that's dependent on your relationship dynamics. If your partner knows that you are a woman that is, you know, chasing her career, she's trying to make a living, those will not be the expectations that you should be at home at 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening to cook. That's why he'll pop into Willy's.
Okay, but now Guy spoke about loyalty in the house. So Guy, didn't you think, Hori, you cooking in the house is part of the loyalty than me going to Willy's?
Absolutely not. It doesn't have to be. You're misinterpreting the term of loyalty. She's loyal to the house. No, listen. She might be loyal to the household, but that doesn't mean that she must take off her heels and go barefoot and start cooking in the kitchen. I mean, there's helpers for a reason as well. There's what she said, Willy's, and there's takeaway. So absolutely not.
No, it's fine. You know,
I want to jump into the conversation. You know how hard it is for you to find a stable partner, and for me or anyone, because we're entrepreneurs. How hard is it for a woman to keep a man down being in business? You know how tempestuous... business is and all that stuff. Is it as hard as it is for men, or does the guy just succumb and he just chills at home?
Let's ask Busi. She's an executive, a businesswoman, and she's married.
Yes, ma'am.
I think one, to make it an objective to keep balance between work and family, you find a way to make sure that both are covered. So, yes, it's not easy. But if you've got a partner that is supportive and understands where you want to go and supports your career, and if you've got a support system as well in terms of taking care of the family, taking care of kids, there is a way, and you can create that balance and everybody can be happy. So I think the first thing is making balance your goal and saying that as much as I am ambitious, I also have things that make me happy, and that spending time with my family that I will make sure happens.
I like Busi. You know, Busi gives us hope. You know, he's got a way of giving us hope. So, so Busi, I mean, speaking about hope, I know you guys as the Hope Factory. You guys are running a campaign called Build Hope as a campaign. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, we're running a Build Hope campaign. And what we're actually trying to do is to create awareness amongst South Africans, especially corporate South Africa, to really, really partner with us in developing entrepreneurs. We know we've got a big challenge in our country of a high unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. We've got a challenge of high failure rate of small businesses. And we've got a challenge of lack of skills of entrepreneurs. And we know that the only way to actually grow our economy is to have entrepreneurs that are successful.
Okay.
So I know that we talk about creating entrepreneurs and really getting people to buy into entrepreneurship, but entrepreneurship can only work if we've got successful businesses.
Mm.
And that's where we come in as the Hope Factory. We develop entrepreneurs to ensure that they are successful and to make sure that they run sustainable businesses. And what we're trying to do is to partner with corporate South Africa and institutions to ensure that we all see this as an imperative.
Okay.
Because it's not just about us as the Hope Factory and the work that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
but it's about building a better country for everyone. Because as much as in your business as a corporate you are succeeding, if there's a high unemployment rate, sooner or later you won't be able to enjoy the fruits of your profit because of the ills that will come out of the high unemployment. So I think the call to really empower entrepreneurs is a call that we should all take seriously.
Okay.
Because it determines the future of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And even in our national development plan, which has indicated that by 2030, 90% of the jobs in South Africa will come from small businesses. These are the small businesses that would have been standing at that time, that would have been sound at that time.
Okay.
So in order for us to get to that point where 90% of our jobs are coming from small businesses, we need to ensure that we develop these businesses, we develop entrepreneurs so that they can get to a stage that they are successful. And that process is the process that we as the Hope Factory do. And in order for us to have a bigger reach and to develop more entrepreneurs, we need corporate sponsorship. We need financial support from mm-hmm. corporates, and we also need them to partner with us to making sure that we build a better South Africa for all of us.
So now, I mean, this campaign that you're running, obviously maybe there's probably a corporate out there that is listening, or a person that wants to partner with you guys. Where can they get hold of you?
They can get hold of us on an email on inquiries@thehopefactory.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call us on 011-479-0608. Or they can go onto our website, which is thehopefactory.co.za.
Thehopefactory.co.za.
Yes,
then all the options on how one can partner with you guys, can find it there?
Yes, all the information will be available there. So if they want to partner with us and they want to contribute, or they want us to develop programs for them, we can do that.
Okay. So now we are 360 Biz. We are Cliff Central. What value can we bring in terms of helping you guys empower entrepreneurs?
What you can bring to us as part of your CSI project, you could contribute financially to our programs. So that.
But we are a radio show.
So that we've got a bigger reach.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, it's fine. Karine, you guys are also into training. You said, Danielle. Wait, is it Danielle?
It's
Karine
Danielle.
Is the late
yes,
comer.
Eh?
Okay, sorry. Yes. Danielle, you guys said you are into training. You're teaching people how to trade.
Yes.
I mean, she's an executive. She's an executive as well.
Yes.
So are you accommodating for them, or are you accommodating for people that are sitting at home?
Well, we accommodate anybody and everybody. It's actually quite interesting that you've got a project running called Hope SA, because we've actually got a young women's incubation center, which is very similar to what they do, where we actually take young women on. We teach them how to actually, we teach them about the whole business process, where we literally say from life skills to getting them financing for businesses. So we take them from literally knowing absolutely nothing on how to actually open up a business to getting them to a point where they actually can successfully run a business. So we'll definitely be in contact with you, and we want to get involved in something like the Hope SA project.
Yeah. So then how much does one need to earn in order for them to qualify to be trained by you guys? Is it for people with money? Is it for people without money?
Okay, so the training on the Forex side is separate to the Young Women's Incubation Center.
Okay.
The Incubation Hub is something that we run separately because we are big on women empowerment and big on training. That's something we run separately.
Mm-hmm.
To train in the Forex space, you have to have a minimum of 20,000. To actually see good returns on your money, you need to actually have a minimum of 20,000. So, and we really, for the Forex training, it would cost 500 to actually, for the introduction course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's various modules that we'll take you through. And that obviously costs a different rate as well.
Yeah. So then how long does it take for one to get the return from the 20,000?
Well, it's all up to you. I mean, we really want to work with people that are committed to...
But now is it guaranteed return?
Yes, it is. Well, it depends. We've got two options on the Forex trading side.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an option where you can actually learn how to trade,
mm-hmm.
where you actually take the control of you take the control back into your hands on how to, on investing and actually earning returns mm-hmm. on your money. And then we've also got an option where you can actually link to a trader and have someone else do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So But we actually empower, we actually promote that people actually get the skill, because once you've got the skill, you can actually determine your own income. For us, really, we got to a point where I think my passion started like 3 years ago. My passion for the forex trading industry started 3 years ago when I invested, I made money, and I was like, what is this? I actually need to learn how to trade.
How much did you make?
I don't know if I can share such information.
Okay, how much did you invest?
I made quite a bit. Quite okay. a lot. Yes.
I'm gonna, you know, find out we break rules, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanna challenge Daniel, I wanna challenge Bobby, I wanna challenge Karin in absentia. I wanna challenge Kwai. Kwai is here. I want you guys to take up Kwai and teach her how to trade. I'll pay the 20,000.
Wow.
For her to bring in the return.
Premium.
Great.
Premium
A little one.
Are you up for it?
I'm in.
Hmm?
I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No, it's fine.
Ladies,
because of that 20,000.
Yes. We're looking
great.
Forward to that.
Great. We're excited.
From the 20,000 that my boy is throwing in. I would like to raise him. I'm kidding. Come on. But here's one question, though, that I have. How do you guys, of all the things that you could have done, why entrepreneurship, though?
Okay, so I think, firstly, with my journey, I believe that I was born an entrepreneur. So, yes, I did the conventional, finish high school, get a degree. While I was studying, I actually realized that, you know, there's more to life. And yes, I can continue pursuing my studies, finish them off. But, you know, ultimately, I'm going to end up starting my own business. So entrepreneurship is something that I believe some people are born with. I believe I'm one of those people, and so are my partners. And, you know, with some people, they actually have to, it's a means of making money. It's a means of survival. So it's almost like a natural progression for me where I've gone into business. So, yeah.
And then, I mean, how do you guys maintain being friends and being partners? Or is this just a partnership? Are you guys
sure.
friends?
We Danielle and I have actually been friends for about
since
how
primary
many years?
School?
Maybe like, 16, 17 geez. Years now. So yeah. I know her very well. She's been a close friend of mine since I was 10. So this is, it's beyond a partnership. It's a business partnership, but we're also friends, and we've got the same vision and the same, you know, dreams, which is why, you know, we decided let's actually start a business. Let's do this together.
You know, to some of the women that are out there, because you guys are making it seem so, so easy. I mean, just across the room to every, I'd like to throw this out across the room. What are some of the challenges that you guys come across?
I think
as women,
yeah, I wouldn't classify
not,
it as
not
a
just
challenge.
Women. Women in the hustle.
Okay, women in the hustle. But I think the stereotype around what women should be and what women should do. So that's something that we come across very often. But I think as women, because we know that we're going to come across that, we go prepared everywhere we go. So it's also about people putting you in a box, saying, but you can't be a woman and be in this type of business.
Yeah.
Or you can't be a woman and do this type of work. So we find that it's difficult to break barriers, especially in male-dominated industries.
Yeah. Danielle, you?
Agreed. I mean, we're in the forex space, and that's a male-dominated industry, and we find that it's very difficult to break barriers. I mean, you also find that when it comes to finance, the finance industry, people just tend to take men more seriously. So that's definitely a challenge for us.
Yeah. Bobby, what are some of the challenges?
Sure. You know, some of the challenges being a woman, the past two ladies have actually mentioned that, you know, the thing is, you know, we as South Africans, we've got a very, you know, our history is very deep in the point that as black people, firstly, only in the past 22 years, I can say, you know, we've been given proper opportunities. So firstly, it's the struggle of being a black person. And then on top of that, it's being a woman. And with just women empowerment and that being a global movement, there are, yes, there are a lot of opportunities that are made to actually let our voices be heard. But the thing is that it's very difficult in the sense that you often find in the boardroom looking at the ratio, how many men there are and how many women there are, and really are women's voices actually heard? So it's a continuous struggle, and it's something that I feel you know, even right now, even though we've given the platforms and we've got the opportunities, our voices are still not 100% heard. So it's firstly being heard, being taken seriously, that, you know, I've got the experience, I know what I'm doing. And that is, you know, one of the challenges that you have, where you know, you've got even other women who look at you and they feel that because you're female, they can't take you seriously. They would rather listen to a man and have a man give them instructions. So it's a continuous challenge that we're going through. So, I mean, the main thing here is really, you know, with organizations like the Hope Factory, where they're really giving upcoming entrepreneurs an opportunity to shine, an opportunity to stand. But it's really saying, as women, let's all hold each other's hands and actually continue to shout and continue to actually fight for being heard.
You know, you know what, the reason why I asked that, I'm not going to pose another question, I'm throwing it back to Tebogo, is because there's a young lady I've been talking to, and we run developmental initiatives in townships.
You talk to girls.
I talk to old people. You know? And you know what, so I asked these ladies, because we're putting together a Women's Day type of thing, development, just developing young women. And I asked them, what are some of the challenges? You know, she looked at me frank and she was like, you know, Joe, I had a business partner who was male, and we got all the deals. I took him to every meeting. And the only reason why I even partnered with that guy is because every time I went to a meeting, the gentleman across the table would want to solicit sexual favors in order for me to get the deal. Yes. No, those are some of the challenges that are real. And I think that, you know, in celebrating you guys, who are phenomenal women that are doing phenomenal things, it's an understanding that those challenges are out there. But I mean, you guys inspire these women, because I mean, there's nothing I can tell her, but the only thing I can tell her is that tune into the show and hear other women that are jumping over such hurdles. Back to you.
By the way, and I received the email in regards to your event. Can I bring a speaker for the Women's Day event?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Busi is my speaker for the day. Yeah. Yes.
Nominated.
Yeah, Karen. I've been calling your name in absentia here. People have been telling us that women are loyal. Others have been saying women are multitaskers and whatsoever. But they didn't tell us that women can be late too.
Oh, okay. Hi. Okay, I'm going to say hi, everybody. And I am going to tell you that I have been to the doctor today. Mm. I got an injection and I'm still here. And that's the one thing that you need to remember about women. Women commit.
Mm.
When they commit, they commit and they show up irrespective. And that is basically me being here, having had an injection from the doctor, and I'm still here.
I'm sure, Kwa, you must be excited to hear that part, eh? Because you're also from the doctor and you committed.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you want to tell us who you are and what is it that you do?
Okay, I am one of the co-founders of the iSelect group. And the ladies would have told you about our business. The one part of the business that I'm passionate about is really the wellness side of it. And you talking about the challenges earlier that face women, and it's been so forefront in my mind, because we have recently had an incubation program for young women at WITS, and one of the challenges that actually came up for me is the fact that I mentioned to them, firstly to the young ladies, that I've got an army of strong, powerful women that surround me. So there's no choice for me not to be powerful. However, as women, we need to remember often other women will also throw stones. So let us not forget, not every woman out there is going to support you, but it's important for you to take those bricks that they're throwing at you and to build an empire with it.
No, that's quite a mouthful. I wouldn't be doing justice to this show celebrating women and not have Sihle on the line, who's part of the Miss SA Top 5. Sihle, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
No, good, thanks. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to the Cliff Central family and tell us who you are, what is it that you do?
Hi, everyone at Cliff Central and the listeners. I'm Sihle Makanya, Miss SA Top 5 Finalist 2015. I'm a businesswoman and I'm also a part-time model.
You're a businesswoman and part-time model?
Yes. I try to squeeze in the modeling whenever I can, which is a bit tough, but I focus more on my business now. That's been my focus this year.
Okay, I don't have much time left on the show, but I thought I'd bring you in as well to speak to women. And there's someone that is listening out there. There's a woman who's thinking of giving up on life or even on that dream. If ever you were to speak to that woman today, what would you say as Ms. Ese?
I would definitely tell anyone, who, especially women who feel like they want to give up on their dreams, for example, that you should never, ever give up. You always have people who will tell you, you know, that you're not good enough, or you're not beautiful enough, or not smart enough, which isn't true. I mean, God has designed us as women to be able to do whatever it is that we put our minds on. But the moment we focus on those who tell us that we can't achieve, that's when we don't achieve anything. So I would definitely say focus on whatever it is that you would like to achieve in your life. Block whoever it is that you know is a stumbling stone in your future and with your goals. And yeah, just enjoy life. You only live once, honestly, as cliche as that sounds. So you really need to make the most of it. And yeah, anything else?
Wow, no, that was quite a mouthful. And looking forward to having you in studio soon, eh?
Thank you so much. I can't wait to be in studio with you as well.
No, definitely. That was Sitle, Miss Ese. We're looking forward to having you in studio quickly. Daniela, aware of okay, maybe let's start with Busi while you're still coughing quickly.
Okay. I'll use one of my favorite quotes, be the change that you want to see in the world. So as women, as much as we want support and we want to be taken seriously, we should be able to do the same for other female entrepreneurs and support them and empower them.
Okay. Babi?
So advice to women out there is really don't forget your dreams, don't forget your passion. Step out of your comfort zone and truly chase what you're passionate about and what you love, because if you can chase that, then the money will follow. So really, yeah, advice to women out there is, yeah, chase your passion, surround yourself with other women who have the same vision and the same dreams as you, and if you can just focus on that, you will never go wrong.
Okay, Karen?
Ladies, remember, men and women are equal. Women, at the end of the day, after all, women raise men, and therefore women are able to do everything that men do. Women are capable of achieving anything that they set their minds to. So keep focused on your dream and make sure that you achieve this. This is part of creating a future, and we as women have to play this forward and make sure that we share what we have achieved with the women that come after us.
Okay. Daniela, quickly give us contact details for those that want to get hold of you.
You can get hold of us on info@iselect.co.za, mm-hmm, or you can Google us on www.iselectgroup.com.
Okay. iselectgroup.com. A word of inspiration to someone that's listening, 5 seconds.
Strike a balance.
Strike a balance. No, I like that. Bulelani, as we close the show,
get things done.
Okay. No, this is all that we had for you today on 360 Biz. Thank you more than anything for listening. Thank you to our guest. Thank you, Busi. You've always been a star. And more than anything, the lady said, I lead. Thank you very much. Hopefully, we'll have you next time with a much further interesting discussions. And Koi, you are a star. If ever you want to listen to the show, catch us again next time, right here on Cliff Central. Same time, same place. My name is Deborah Mafodi. I'm out.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.